This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, this caught my eye. The first human frozen by cryogenics could be brought back to life in just 10 years. Do you really want to be frozen? Then brought back 10 years later? The music would all be different. The food would be different. You wouldn't know how to use your smartphone. I would be so old school. Already I talk 280s for everybody. Yeah, I tell my students goes, so-and-so did this. I'm like, oh, man, what a maximum Zoom dweeb. And nobody understands what I'm saying. So already I have issues fitting in with the millennials. I don't know if I'd want to do this. But they're saying human corpses frozen by cryogenics could be brought back to life in the next decade, according to one expert. Around 350 people worldwide have had their corpse preserved. Did you know that? There are 350 corpses out there. Around the world, wanting to come back. They're preserved at low temperatures, hoping that they could be revived once, I guess, they're pulled out. Dennis Kowalski, president of the Michigan-based Cryonics Institute, I guess it's an organization fronting the human freezing process, has now claimed the scientists could reanimate any one of these corpses in the next 10 years. He spoke to the Daily Star. He's 49 years old. He said, if you take something like CPR, that would have seemed unbelievable 100 years ago, now we take that technology for granted. I don't think we thought that technology. I think people 100 years ago believed that you could electric shock somebody. No, I really don't think we could bring a dead person back to life. What about the soul? You know, I believe in the soul. They said cryogenically or cryonically, bringing someone back to life is doable in 100 years. But it could be as soon as 10. Apparently, there are 2,000 people that have already signed up with his institute to be frozen after they die. The firm already has 160 patients frozen in specialized tanks of liquid nitrogen at its headquarters. He said that when the first patients are reanimated, it'll depend on the rate at which modern medicine improves. It also depends on how much technology like stem cell advances. Now, cryonics is known as cryogenics and cryopreservation. It's the art of freezing a dead body or body parts in order to preserve them. And they deep freeze to negative 321 degrees Fahrenheit, or for those of you that know Celsius, 196 degrees below Celsius. Antifreeze compounds are injected into the corpse to stop cells from being damaged. Now, I know some of you are like, well, wait a second, Dahlia, don't we already do this with embryos? We do. Okay, so hold the phone here. Hold the phone. Okay, let me just tell you what this cryonics is, and we'll talk about that. Still don't like it anymore, but still. So antifreeze compounds are injected into the corpse to stop cells from being damaged by water. You have to desiccate the water out, etc. The hope is that medical science will advance enough to bring the patient back to life. Two main U.S. organizations carry this out. In the U.S., Alcor in Arizona and Cryonics Institute in Michigan. Russia firm CryoRus is one of two facilities outside the U.S. to offer the service alongside Alcor's European laboratory in Portugal. The process can only take place once the body has been declared legally dead. Ideally, it begins within 2 minutes of the heart stopping and no more than 15 minutes. The body must be packed in ice and injected with chemicals to reduce blood clotting. At the cryonics facility, it is cooled to just above 0 degrees Celsius, and then the blood is replaced with a solution to preserve the organs. So what that means, you got to bust a move. That means if you want to do this, you need to have people right then and there next to you when you die. The body's taken to the cryonic facilities, cooled to just over freezing. They replace the blood. Then another solution is injected to stop ice crystals from forming into organs and tissues. Then they cool the body down to negative 130 degrees Celsius. Then you're placed into a container and then lowered into a tank of liquid nitrogen at negative 196 degrees Celsius. And then the tank maintains ultra-low temperature, waiting for a medical breakthrough to bring you back to life. Now, somebody would say, well, wait a second. Isn't what killed you going to keep you dead? Yeah, probably. But I guess what they're hoping is in the future, if you did have a massive coronary, they could pre-treat that coronary before you come back to life. I don't know. I'm not sure. What is the chance of success? Well, most experts say none. Okay? They have rarely been able to successfully thaw a heart and kidney, let alone a whole body. It's about a $35,000 process, by the way. Rival group Alcor charges $200,000. Creo Rios procedure, $37,000. The thawing could take a while. Okay? I'm not sure about the brain. But here's the thing. We are freezing embryos. We talked about fresh embryos versus frozen embryos. And remember that woman gave birth to a child who was basically older than her. It was an embryo that she was given that was, so basically her daughter's like older than her. Because the egg was frozen. And they say frozen embryos do better than fresh embryos. They take the embryo, they freeze it, they desiccate it, making sure the crystals don't, expand, because ice will expand, destroying structures within the cell. Then to thaw it, they thaw it pretty quickly. Again, making sure that they can infuse some fluid into there, but hoping that the expansion doesn't hurt it. And they are able to successfully thaw frozen embryos. I do believe the technology could be there. Do I think the human is going to wake up and be, Dr. Dahlia, or would it be somebody else? Honestly, some of you guys may want a different personality. I just don't know. I don't know if you get your same soul. I don't know how that works. I don't know if God lets your soul come back or if they're going to give you a different soul. By the way, no one's going to remember you after 10 years. Look how you guys forgot about me over the weekend. Like, oh, yeah, I remember. See? So I don't know. I'm not a fan. And again, I mean, bring me back when I'm, sexy. Not when I'm, decrepit from dying. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the American Psychiatric Association has had to reiterate its continued and unwavering commitment to the ethical principle known as the Goldwater Rule. The APA does not want psychiatrists providing professional opinions in the media about public figures whom they have not examined. Now, of course, this is very, very relevant to Donald Trump. As apparently, people have been calling for his resignation based on liberal media outlets having psychiatric guests say that he is unfit for duty. Now, this Goldwater Rule came about All right. When people thought that Barry Goldwater was psychologically unfit to serve as president. This happened during the 1964 campaign. And I guess Fact Magazine had asked 12,356 psychiatrists during the 64 presidential campaign between Goldwater and Lyndon Johnson if he was fit psychologically. So the responses set off a wave of reaction that resonated after media speculation about the mental status of the Republican presidential candidate. And it started to bring up questions of how legitimate an opinion by a psychiatrist would be if they were so careless as to, in the 60s, claim that somebody, based on TV or print, was mentally incapacitated. So this led to the creation of the American Psychiatric Association's Goldwater Rule in 1973. Meaning you are not to diagnose without actually examining a person. We call this armchair psychiatry, or use of psychiatry as a political tool, and they find it, quote, unacceptable and unethical. According to psychiatry.org, the ethical principle has been in place in 1973. It guides physician members of the APA to refrain from publicly issuing professional medical opinions about individuals that they have not personally evaluated in a professional setting or context. Doing otherwise undermines the credibility and integrity of the profession and the physician-patient relationship. They say although APA's ethical guidelines can only be enforced against the APA members, they urge all psychiatrists, regardless of membership, to abide by this guidance in respect of our patients and our profession. They say the Goldwater Rule embodies these concepts and makes it unethical for a psychiatrist to render professional opinion to the media about a public figure unless he has actually examined the person and has proper authorization to provide a statement. So, the reason why this came to light is because Donald Trump had his first physical while in office. And from what we understand, some blood work was done, checking his cholesterol, etc. We won't have that back till after Tuesday. And some people are very interested, and, you know, those of us that like what he's doing want to make sure he's healthy. As a doctor, I'm always interested in people's cholesterol levels and, you know, how somebody could eat junk food and still, you know, maybe not look like they're always hitting the gym and still have good cholesterol levels. So I am intrigued. You know, I'd like to know what statin he's on. He's on finasteride, they say, for hair thinning, which does help hair thinning. It does. He says his hair is natural. I do not believe it is a toupee. He proved that on The Celebrity Apprentice. It's his natural hair. Finasteride is also used to treat benign prostatic hyperplasia. So if he does have a large prostate, which most men do in their 70s, that could also help treat that. So I'm not surprised. Ronnie Jackson, his the White House physician, said that the president's physical exam today went well, exceptionally well. The president is in excellent health, and I look forward to briefing some of the details on Tuesday. So, does Donald Trump have to have an annual physical? Well, according to Fox News, no. The president has no legal obligation to have a physical exam. It's completely voluntary. In fact, the president isn't even required to disclose any of his health information. He can pick and choose what is released to the public. Now, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders confirmed to reporters in December that the presidential physical would be made public after Trump appeared to slur several words while addressing the nation on his decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. She said his throat was dry, nothing more than that. So, the exam that was done, from what we understand, got his height, got his weight, his body mass index, his blood pressure, and cholesterol levels, probably sugar. They probably ran liver and kidney, etc. People wanted a psychiatric test. No, that's not going to be done by, you know, the presidential doctor or the or a regular family doctor internist. We may do basic mental screening, but the psychiatric exam that would keep liberal media happy would be a very thorough, very long exam. And my guess, it wouldn't say at the end of it, perfectly mentally sound. It's going to come up with a whole variety of things. You rarely go and get a very, very thorough exam such as that with it saying 100% perfect, just like in a medical office. Okay, we're going to find something, you know, wrong with you. Maybe we'll see well physical or well sports physical, but if you come in, okay, and we are responsible, this is something I have no problem admitting. We are responsible for every nook and cranny of you, and you come in for a full physical, and I see an abnormal mole, I'm going to document the abnormal mole. If you have some anxiety about things, I'm going to talk about some situational anxiety. If your blood pressure is a little high, I'm going to say, you know, elevated blood pressure. I may not diagnose you with hypertension, but if your blood pressure is elevated that day, you have to document. Anything goes wrong, you get sued. So, yeah, you're going to document. So very rarely somebody 71 years old is going to come into the office and be 100%. And in fact, we could already have diagnoses for him. For Donald Trump, we could have high cholesterol. We could have hair loss, alopecia, even though it's maybe androgenic or age-related. That could be a diagnosis. If he's overweight, there's going to be that as a diagnosis. So, they say 30% of U.S. presidents have suffered from, quote, significant illness while in the White House. This is according to a 2002 report in the Journal of Medicine. The academic research notes Vice President Dick Cheney's heart troubles, President Woodrow Wilson had a stroke, FDR had congestive heart failure, he also had elevated blood pressure, and we believe FDR had a melanoma above his left eye. So last year, Trump had weighed 236 pounds, 6'3", had an appendectomy at the age of 11, and so most likely there will be cholesterol, PSA level, thyroid function, etc. But let's go back to people in the media diagnosing. Now, I have many times been asked my opinion on things. Like, for example, with Hillary Clinton. Okay, that scared me. And people want to know why Hillary's collapse or near collapse and being caught by Secret Service would, you know, what I would be considering. You're allowed to do that. You are allowed to look at something and say, look, this is something that we would be thinking about in the medical community. Am I diagnosing anybody with any condition? No, I'm not examining them. I have no idea why she fainted that day. It was September 11th, I believe. And she looked like her legs buckled under, and it looked like people, you know, her Secret Service, to me, it seemed like they were so on point with it that they had dealt with it before, and so they, you know, knew exactly how to surround her, cover her from the media, get her into the car. It looked like they did struggle a little bit to get her into the car, which means there was probably some dead weight and not a lot of muscle tone on her part. And so what would be a differential of collapse or syncope or loss of muscle tone? And so I have no problem talking about that. That doesn't mean I was diagnosing her per se. So we in the media, or we as medical professionals, are going to be asked, okay, you know, what could be going on? When Harry Reid sustained an alleged eyeball injury from working out, and I had been asked by local news media what sort of orbital fractures, what would those entail? So explaining what could be a condition, not that I wanted to say that was his condition. I don't know. I didn't examine him. And you say that. You and luckily, good media outlets will say, you know, Dr. Dahlia Wax comments on orbital fractures. That has nothing to do with a person's diagnosis and what a person has. Unfortunately, the media, it could lead somebody to believe that that's what occurred. Okay? And so you have to be very, very careful and say, look, you know, we don't know about anybody's personal condition, etc. But good for the American Psychiatric Association putting a stop to people out going out there saying, oh, yeah, I think Donald Trump is a narcissist. I think he shows, you know, that. You need to be careful. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need. period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, it's Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So rising populations of Amish and Mennonite communities in more rural parts of New York State over the last decade have meant an increase of horse-drawn buggies on the road. The problem is law enforcement officials are saying there's also an increase in collisions between these buggies and motorized vehicles. New York Times says there are about 24,000 Amish and Mennonites in the state of New York. The communities avoid most technology and aspects of modern life, and they use horse-drawn conveyances to get around, according to WCAX.com. Now, authorities say there have been outreach efforts to work with the communities on traffic issues. Buggy accidents are not tracked as a separate category, but officials say it's a familiar problem. There are accidents where people get hurt, some more serious collisions, resulting in deaths of the buggy riders and the horses. Now, I was driving around Pennsylvania in some Amish communities, And we did start to, along a nice, beautiful Pennsylvania rural road, start driving fast. As soon as we saw farms or the first sign of a buggy, we slowed down. And we realized that you can't drive the speed limit. Okay? You should look around, take it slow, because something could spook a horse. Now, the Amish really know how to handle their horses. And the Amish waved to us, and they were really, really nice, and they were really, really cool. Food was excellent, by the way. You know, nice home-cooked meals, really, really yummy eats, really yummy eats. Just slow it down, okay? I think it's fascinating that there are communities that don't need to rely on smartphones, don't need to rely on all the gadgets that we do. I wonder if they vote. I'm sure they vote. I'm sure they go to the voting poll and vote. I wonder who they vote for. I wonder if they're right-leaning or left-leaning. I wonder. But anyway, be careful with these little horse buggies. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of smartphone issues, they say teen cell phone addiction is getting pretty bad. They say one out of every two teenagers feel addicted to their phone. Now, some of you are saying, oh, man, I hate when we talk about cell phone addiction. Well, we're going to talk about it in a kind of different sense in terms of we're introducing kids to addictions earlier than they need to be. Okay? The average kid, when we grew up, wasn't addicted to anything. Now, we very early on are stimulating that part of the brain where we have a child who's an addict. Now, they may be an addict for electronics or an addict for cyberspace or internet or whatever. But once you, I guess, whet their appetite, or once they get the itch, I wonder if they could get the itch for other things. They say statistics like that one out of two teenagers feel addicted to their phone, according to Fox News, has fueled two major Apple investors to push the company to offer more flexible parental controls. In fact, Apple has already announced that it's working on new ways to protect kids from smartphone addiction. Now, Dr. Sanem Hafiz told Fox News it's good that this conversation is happening now because you cannot ignore the data. He's a clinical psychologist. The smartphone manufacturer should have a warning or some educational or timeout mechanism that helps teens and adults use phones in a healthier way. They say the data points to several adverse health effects. Research published in Clinical Psychology Science found that teens who spend 5 or more hours a day on their devices are 71% more likely to have one risk factor for suicide, like depression or suicidal ideation. So you have a 71% more chance of being suicidal, or I don't want to say use, or having a risk factor for suicide, based on spending 5 hours or more a day on your phone. And what does the average student do? They're on the phone. 2017 study published in the journal Child Development compared teens from the 1970s, the 80s, and the 90s. And they found that today, teens are taking longer to engage in both the pleasures and the responsibilities of adulthood. They say, for example, 2010-2016, only 32% of 8th graders had worked for pay. Now, that would be like babysitting or mowing someone's lawn or paper route. Now, that's down from 63% to those surveyed in the 90s. They say the author of the study found that the slowing of teen development was primarily because of cell phone and tablet engagement. People don't feel the need to leave their home. They're getting, you know, when I was little, I was clawing at the door. I couldn't wait to get outside. Could not wait. I hated home. I hated home. I hated being around my mom. I wanted to get out. You know, get me around other people. Let me see what is going on in the world. Well, no, people can now do that in their closet. They say some research estimates that 78% of teens check their phones hourly. I check every few minutes. Why? Because I'm hearing the bzz, bzz, bzz. You guys hear it. My phone is busy. It's because I get emails, I get texts, I get Facebook updates. Yeah. So, are we all addicted? But Dr. Haffet says when it interferes with school or their mood and temperament, you know they have a problem. They say they're disconnected from you or others in favor of the phone. It impacts interpersonal relationships, social skills. It's true. We are breeding a new generation of socially anemic individuals. their phone is getting their attention. In fact, there was a study looking at people and their cell phones during sex. Some people check their phone in the middle of sex. What is going on? We are talking about sex, the most exciting physical act that we humans are designed to have, and a cell phone trumps that. That's a problem. According to a global survey by online security company AVG Technologies, 54% of kids think their parents check their devices too often. 32% of them feel unimportant when their parents are distracted by their phones. So parents aren't connecting with their kids either. They say parents sort of have this attitude where do as I say, not as I do. And so if they're on the phone, the kids are going to emulate that. So what Dr. Hafiz recommends is if you want to limit your kids' cell phone time, then create incentives that reward less phone time. Reward it with 15 minutes of phone time. Maybe, you know, if you want to work towards phone time, then go outside. Maybe, I don't know, rake the leaves, do something. Put the phone out of sight. When it's dinner time, all phones are in another room. This way you don't get the bzz, bzz, and you don't get the alerts. Okay? Put a do not disturb on notifications. Kids should not have to ration their time. They got to be studying. Establish some sort of screen-free time with your kids. Okay, if you're at a dinner table, no phones. If watching a movie together, no phones. You know, it's funny. I see people in movie theaters. You have to silence the phone. As soon as people get that silence the phone, they just, I mean, immediately. And I do the same thing. I'm like, oh, my gosh, let me check. Make sure everything's okay with the phone. Usually I'm very interested in the movie, so I won't check my phone in between. And luckily the movie's loud enough where I don't hear the bzzz. But if I keep hearing the bzzz, bzz, and, you know, by the way, these phones are very smart. There's different buzzes depending on what you get. If you get a text, the buzz sounds more serious than an email text versus a Facebook update. So you start to train your mind to Pavlovianly respond to all these different stimuli that your phone gives you. That's a problem. So now I never was addicted to anything. I think I am very addicted to my cell phone. I don't like using the word. You know, I mean, I could shut it off during a movie theater. I could go to sleep at night, etc. But if I'm awake during the day and I left my cell phone, I will go home, even at the risk of missing work, to get my phone. That's a problem. Why can't I go about my day? Now, of course, in the media, you have to be accessible. That's just the way it is. So I worry that could affect my work. But why don't I make ground rules with people I work with saying, look, if I don't answer you back, I'm not being rude. It means I probably left my cell phone. You know, and once we start to, you know, change the way we communicate with each other and say, this is okay, don't panic, maybe we won't panic as much. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that travelers may have been exposed to measles at O'Hare Airport last week. Passenger arriving on an international flight at Chicago's O'Hare Airport last Wednesday may have exposed some people to measles. Now, currently, the Illinois Department of Public Health sent a statement that there is no current risk to the public. But anybody inside O'Hare Airport between 6:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. on January 10th may have been exposed to the measles virus. On January 10th, a passenger on an international flight with a contagious case of the measles arrived in Terminal 5, traveled through Terminal 1, and possibly in addition to other areas of the airport. Probably went potty, maybe went and got magazine, whatever. The passenger was diagnosed with measles after arriving in his home state. Soon afterwards, the CDC learned of the case and contacted passengers who sat next to the passenger during the journey. and health agencies are now working to inform others. They say if you weren't at O'Hare, there's no concern. And even if you were, the risk is really, really low. Remember, we're vaccinated against the measles, so we should be good. But we have seen measles, and we've seen mumps come back. So for those people that maybe were vaccinated halfway, maybe didn't get their full booster, maybe the immunity didn't last long term, or you have children that haven't gotten vaccinated, they may have to get checked. Measles can take a couple weeks to come about. You could get a rash, high fever, cough, runny nose, red watery eyes. They say if you think you have it, go to the doctor's office right away. And again, the Chicago Department of Public Health says there's no current risk to travelers. But still, it freaks people out. A girl hallucinated and tried to jump out the window after she took Tamiflu for the flu. Little six-year-old girl. Shocking side effects from the flu medication. It's an antiviral drug. And the family has preferred to remain unnamed. Said the girl was given Tamiflu, pediatric Tamiflu, to reduce flu symptoms. As a result, she started to hallucinate, tried to run away from school, and they believe tried to hurt herself. They say the second story window was open in her bedroom, and she used her desk to climb up onto it. She was about to jump out of the window when my wife came up and grabbed her, according to the girl's father. The parents took the young girl to the hospital. They learned that she had a psychosis, which is a rare side effect from Tamiflu. It can happen. Less than 1%. It's what's listed on the data sheet, the patient safety data sheet. That's according to Texas emergency room physician Glenn Hartsey. He said, I've been in practice 20 years, and I have not seen that particular complication. The warning isn't fine print, but the family obviously wished that the possible side effects had been explained to them. I have never, never seen a psychosis based on Tamiflu. Now, you wonder if it was it the medicine and the fact that she was having the flu. You can get delirious from fever, from flu. So you also wonder if the combination of the two, right, was it an over-the-counter medication that the child took? It had nothing to do with the Tamiflu. Tamiflu doesn't help you with the headache and the muscle aches and all that. It may shorten the course of the illness. So some people taking, you know, taking a antiviral may also take an over-the-counter preparation. So there's a lot more we need to know about what's going on here. Now, the father said, know that side effects are there for a reason. They're written down for a reason. I guess it can happen. We got the short end of the stick. The U.S. FDA notes the following about Tamiflu. Children and teenagers with the flu may be at higher risk for seizures, confusion, or abnormal behavior during their illness. These serious side effects may happen shortly after beginning Tamiflu, or may happen to people when the flu is not treated, meaning you may get this way just from the flu. The FDA wrote, these serious side effects are not common, but may result in accidental injury to the patient. People who take Tamiflu should be watched for signs of unusual behavior, and a healthcare provider should be contacted right away if the patient shows any unusual behavior while taking Tamiflu. So when they study Tamiflu, when these companies go through the trials and tribulations of R&D, any side effect that happens while a person is currently on a medication needs to be written down and documented. Now, let's say your butt itches. And your butt itches probably for some other reason. If it happened while you were taking Tamiflu or while you were taking a medication, that's going to be listed as a side effect because they don't know if it wasn't a relation in relation to that. So I don't know if Tamiflu is going to be getting sued. I don't know what's going to happen, but this is some scary stuff because if you have a child, you want to know that you're not going to give that child something that can make them hallucinate and try to kill themselves. But we also need to identify what it is. Very easy to blame Tamiflu, but did we look at, you know, other over-the-counter medications or anything else that she might have done? And the flu in and of itself can make you very, very delirious. So when you have a child that's homesick, don't just Ferris Bueller and go off to work. You need to watch that person. And it's going to be very interesting to see if anybody else comes forward saying, you know, this happened to me when I was taking this medication, etc. But keep in mind, if anybody gets the flu and starts to get delirious and has any of these side effects, it may have to be listed as a side effect of the medication, even though we don't know 100% if that's what caused it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A woman has died after a fire engulfed a casino shuttle boat off Florida's Gulf Coast, and 14 others were injured. She's a female passenger who had died hours after the boat caught fire. She and 50 other passengers had to jump into the chilly water to escape. Regional Medical Center Bayonet Point spokesperson Kurt Conover said that the woman did die late Sunday, shortly after she arrived. She had apparently gone home after the fire, but became ill. Her name has not been released, and the cause of death has not been determined. 8 other passengers were treated at the hospital and released. 15 people were injured in the fire, and they believe that none of those injuries were life-threatening. This shuttle boat caught fire at about 4 p.m. It was near residential neighborhoods along the water. The boat was near the shore. It left the dock at Port Richey, a suburban community about 35 miles northwest of Tampa. But as the vessel turned back, flames kicked up. People began jumping overboard into shallow water. And it's a scene you did not expect. So if somebody did sustain severe burns, they could very easily get infected. They could very easily become dehydrated. Dying shortly after a fire such as that, I wouldn't be thinking infection. I'd be thinking asphyxiation from the smoke, her being in respiratory distress. I would also be thinking about severe dehydration from the burns, severe pain. Maybe she tried to take something and possibly overdosed. But scary stuff. Hearts and prayers with the family. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say salmonella may have caused a massive Aztec epidemic, according to a study. In 1545, people in the Mexican highlands started dying in enormous numbers. They were infected with the disease, they bled, and then they vomited before they died. Many of them had red spots on their skin. This was one of the most devastating epidemics in human history, we're being told. This 1545 outbreak with a second wave in 1576 killed an estimated 7 million to 17 million people, contributing to the destruction of the Aztec Empire. So researchers have been trying to figure out what pathogen was responsible. Was it the plague, typhoid fever, what? But these red spots make you think, well, maybe it wasn't the Salmonella family. And the study analyzed DNA from the teeth of 10 people who died during the epidemic, and they thought that it was a type of salmonella. A algorithm allowed Dr. Bose and her team to identify fragments of ancient salmonella DNA with extreme specificity. Wow. So, after using DNA fragments, extracting them, and figuring all this out, they found it was Salmonella enterica. Pretty bad infection. That looks like killed millions of people back then. They didn't have antibiotics, obviously. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.